as we've got Judy Bowman and Dick and Gloria Persons here with us. It's going to be a great time to focus on some missions this morning. Hope you guys are excited, because it'll be good. Just a few announcements this morning. It's not in your bulletin, so think through this one. You're not going to be able to read back through it. There is a sing and share next week Sunday at 6 o'clock here at the church. So come with your songs or your requests or your praises, and come and sing and share with us next week. If you look in I'm sure you guys don't ever read the bulletin or anything like that, but if you look in the nursery announcement, there's a little bit of extra stuff in there, and it says the service will be live streamed in the teen room for the parents that need that. So if you got a kid that you want to take in there for a little bit and do that, I'm sure we're probably going to have to use that pretty soon. But if you guys want to go and have a quiet place to just be with your kid for a second and watch the service in there, so you don't have to, if you feel like you need to leave so you disrupt somebody, I don't know. I don't think most people care if there's a crying baby in the church, but if you care that your kid's crying in church, then you can take them in there. Well, that's just made available to you guys for those kids that have aged out of nursery, so that's available to you. Also, there is a carry-in dinner today, and you guys are supposed to bring international meals, so we'll see how that goes. I think it smells good in there anyways, so it's kind of a little different than usual, but we'll see what happens. Also, there's Pastor Appreciation Month in the month of October, and it's kind of awkward for me to say that, but I want to point out, I know she doesn't get the label pastor, but April does a lot to keep this church in function and in line, and me in line especially. But if you guys could appreciate her too during this time, that'd be awesome. Then on October 6th, there is baptism. So if you guys are interested in baptism, come talk to Pastor Jim, Pastor Jason, or Pastor me, and we can get you all hooked up with that. So, did I say something? Did I say Pastor me?
Yes.
See, I'm like, I can be funny without trying to be funny. Like, no, I'm kidding. My bad. Well, yeah, anyways. So, yeah, there is the baptism on October 6th, and then the executive committee meets on October 6th, and the Life Change Sunday is October 6th, so make note of those. Now, if you have not registered your kid for Club Rock, don't raise your hand, but raise your phone, yes, you back in the back, raise your phone, take your bulletin, scan that QR code so we can register your kids for Club Rock so we know who's coming, okay? And I know there's a list, and I could read off all the kids in the list of all who's not registered from the church that are pretty sure going to be there, even though I threatened you guys last time, and yeah. But if you could do that, that'd be awesome. We can get that together, because Club Rock starts this week. And if you guys could be praying for that too, that would be awesome. As we get a bunch of new kids, we've got a couple new kids, a new family, and I think it'll be pretty awesome. Just pray for a great year. So, also, if you have financial records for the church, try to get those in, so that way we can get ready for the annual meeting, which is on October 6th. Just make note of that for the annual meeting and the financial records. Also, I think I messed up. It's either last week or a couple weeks ago. We are taking one love offering, and then we're going to split it between the missionaries today. So that's going to be at the end of the service. So if you wrote two checks or brought two different kinds of money, whatever, that's fine. Just put it all into one, and then we'll split it up between the missionaries and show them how much we appreciate them coming and help them out in that way. So did I get all the announcements? Does anybody have anything else? Yes. Man. Perfect. At least it wasn't a kid. That would be something else. That's never happened, right? No? Okay. Well, let's go to our call to worship. And our call to worship today is from Psalm 57, 7 through 11. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great, to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Well, good morning again. And if you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 68. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. There is a wideness in God's mercy, number 68. our wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in His justice, which is more than liberty. There is welcome for the sinner, and more graces for the good. There is mercy with the Savior. There is healing in His blood. For the love of God is broader than the measure of man's mind, and the heart of the Eternal is most wonderfully kind. If our love were but more simple, we should take Him at His word, and our lives would be all sunshine in the sweetness of our Lord. And if you take this time to greet one another, let them know you're glad to see them. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. On behalf of my wife, we thank you for continuing to pray as she recovers from her surgery. We had a good report from the surgeon on Thursday. She's still dealing with, it's going to be a considerable amount of pain, and I think part of our issue of the last couple of days, the pain meds have caused some internal intestinal issues. So please be praying that those would resolve themselves, but also as she works through just the process of healing. But we do really appreciate our church family praying for us. A couple other ones that have been given to me. Continue to pray for the Hans with Brad's father, Bob, passing, and all the details, especially with Brad's mom, and the moving forward. Also, one of our missionaries, Wes and Julie Shoemaker, they are down in Tucson and work with the Tarahumara people of Mexico. They've gone part-time because of some of their own health, but also his father's health issues. And this week, he has been spending about every day, and Saturday, they sent a note that his breathing is slowing down to the point where it's probably not very much longer he'll be with us. I believe he is 93, so he has lived a long life, but it's still a difficult path to walk through, and so and a lot of the being with his father kind of falls on Wes, so be praying for the Shoemakers. Also received a request for our superintendent for the Miller School District. Eric Nordine has been dealing with some illness with some significantly high fever. And so we need to be, if we could be praying for him for healing, but also just the patience with the healing process. A couple of other ones that have come through the updates this week. Mike Ehrenholz's friend Dave Tatum came through open heart surgery well, and we'll continue to pray for Dave's healing. And then Mike Bryan's friend, son, Justin, came through his surgery, and the biggest issue at that point was his pressure in his eye, and that has gone back to normal. Also, we'll be praying for those that have been affected by Hurricane Helene, not only in Florida, but in all the areas that have received the way too much rain and the flooding, and especially cities and towns that have been washed away. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Chrissy. So the prayer request, Mackenzie? Okay. I've seen it also as Kinsey, so I wasn't sure if. But Mackenzie Kopecki graduated from Miller last year. They've diagnosed, or at least have seen, a mass on her brain, and she's going to be going through some more testing and treatments, but be praying for the Kopecki family, especially for Mackenzie. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Miranda. And his branch of the service? Air National Guard, okay. So Miranda's cousin Mike is in the Air National Guard and is being sent to an area that he's not allowed to disclose. And so we will be praying for Mike and the team that he's with through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So a huge praise for Ron as kidneys are operating for now like they're supposed to. But we'll be continuing to pray for Ron healing from the surgery, and but also for June's sister-in-law. That's what, sister-in-law Diane, diagnosed with cancer in her kidney. So we will be praying for her as well, and wisdom for the doctors. Any other? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of hearing what you're doing around the world. That it is easy, in one sense, to turn on the TV or look online or read about in newspapers of activities that are so far removed from us, and to only see one side, sometimes the most negative side. But to know that you are at work, you've always been at work. And the opportunity of hearing how you are reaching this world. Father, we are more than just a supporting church. You've also called us to be ministers in our own locations. You've called us to be your witnesses. Thank you that you have given us the life-saving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he, through his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, has fully paid for the sins of the entire world. And that good news has been accomplished and has lasting results, that our past, present, and future sins are can be forgiven and that we can come back to relationship with you. And Father, there are generations of individuals around the world, and that can become overwhelming, that need to hear about Jesus, but also here in our own community. And I thank you that you have commissioned us. And for our time today, that you would help us to see a picture of where you're at work and across our country and in the Philippines. We lift up our request to you today. We are grateful for how you as the great physician heal and are not overburdened by our requests. There's many and different individuals walking through significant health issues and health challenges. Father, we lift up Dave Tatum as he recovers from open heart surgery. We just ask that you would heal his body and use this time to draw him closer to yourself. We also lift up Mike Bryan's friend's son, Justin, as he also has some significant health challenges, that you would continue to work through the physicians, but also that you would heal him. We do ask that you would be with individuals in our community as well. We pray for the Miller Superintendent Eric Nordine and his health challenges, that you would heal, especially with the high fevers he's been experiencing, and as well as we lift up Mackenzie Kopecky and this diagnosis and how devastating that is and how young she is. Father, we just ask that you would give wisdom to the doctors and for her family, and also give them peace of mind and heart. Help your church to surround them through this time. We also think of Sue Siebesma and the challenge she's facing with her brain tumor, that you would give wisdom to her family, but also wisdom to them as they kind of map out a plan, that you would use that to heal and to bring quality of life to her through this time. Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, especially think of the Hans during this time with Bob's passing, that you would be with the family as they make decisions, and especially for bringing comfort through this time of grief. We are grateful for Ron's coming through the surgery well, and just ask for continued healing, and but also pray for Diane Sanger and this diagnosis with kidney cancer. I just ask that you would walk, as you've promised, walk through this time with her and draw them to yourselves. Father, I just pray that they would lean upon the one who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We also lift up our world and especially the different areas of unrest, and we think of Miranda's cousin Mike and others that are deploying with him, that you would watch over them as they go downrange. And even though the area may not be as hotly contested, there's still always a danger there, and just ask that you would protect. We thank you for our servicemen and women that are serving around the globe, that you would watch over them as you've promised, that you would especially bring those that know you beside other soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marine, that you would use them to draw them to yourself, to provide them the true hope for this life. We lift up the offering we're about to receive from your people. We thank you that you've placed us here as your lighthouse. We ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello. I'm going to use this one so I have something to do with my hands. Otherwise, they just sit here and I don't know what I'm doing. Hi, I'm Maggie. I sang this song in church. Dad says you can't hear me. You're just deaf and in the back. Did you put your hearing aids in today, Dad? I sang this song, it's been maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, in church at some point for the special, and I was asked on Thursday to sing it again today, which is fine. I do my best work at the last minute. And thank you to Mr. Seaman back there, who scrambled as I got here late, like we always do, to pull my music up for me and get me a mic. And so here we are. We're going to ad-lib a second to make sure he's ready to get the music going for me. But I really like this song. It's very simple and straightforward and true to the word about what our job is, what our purpose is, and what God has called us to do. And I guess it goes really well with the missions conference, which is why she asked me to sing it. You good? Okay. All right. There's no practice except in my bathroom this morning. So here it is. Here we go. Hard to believe. I have faith.
Allora, buongiorno. Siamo arrivati anche qui nella città di Villasmundo. Non vi preoccupate, staremo 5 minuti, 10 minuti, poi andremo via. Non vogliamo ovviamente essere d'intralcio alle vostre attività. Noi facciamo parte di un gruppo internazionale cristiano evangelico.
Where most of the people hang out, and here we're talking to some Jehovah's Witnesses.
Facciamo delle campagne evangelistiche con una grande tenda bianca.
Jim and Oli Queens helping God's people build His church in Russia. When a church needs a new head pastor, the church usually looks from within the church, looking at each of the preachers that have been regularly preaching in the church to find which one the Lord wants to lead the church in the future. The people know the new pastor, and the pastor knows the church. So there's no period of getting to know who this new pastor will be. The head pastor has already worked preparing his replacement. May God help each one of us prepare our replacements in the ministry He has given us.
Mira, mira, te recomendaría que grabaras, así como toda la imagen de lo que es esto, las cartulinas, y lo que es el pollito, lo que grabamos aquí.
Pásale, patrona, pato de pollo, pechuga, pierna, con muslo, surtida, retazo, con ala, gallina, conejo, ¿qué le vendo? Escójale, buena.
Thank you to our missionaries for that got those in. On the behalf of the missions committee, I'd just like to thank all our missionaries for doing that, but especially our missionaries that are here today. So thank you guys for taking the time to come and connect with us and share with us about what the Lord is doing around the world. If I'd have could ask Dick and Gloria to come up, and we'll start with them. First, with you guys, I'd just like to know, give us a little bit of information about where you guys serve and what is kind of the purpose of your ministry, a little bit of background about what you guys are doing.
Well, we're working in the Philippines. We're excited about what God is doing there. We work in two different islands. So we work in the island of Cebu and in the island of Bohol. We're doing two different ministries. We're working with a church plant that we have planted, and we're helping to strengthen that church. And then we're also working in Camp Karis and Bohol, overseeing that camp. That camp, you may remember, just a few years ago was destroyed by a typhoon, and we're happy to report that the camp is up running. It's been buildings rebuilt, the fence rebuilt, the buildings have been painted, the trees, just finished cutting them up 3 months ago, I think it was, about 3 months ago. So we're excited that it's back functioning, but there's a lot more going to happen there yet. Maybe I can share later. But we're also working with Pathway and Church in Cebu, and that church plant we're excited about because they're starting what we call MCs, missional communities. And because these missional communities, we're also training leaders to oversee the expected church growth, because we expect a lot of church growth coming out of these missional communities. And I can maybe say more about that later as well.
Anything to add? No. Okay. All right. So how long have you guys been in ministry for the Lord, and what has been maybe a special highlight of yours over the years?
Just this year?
No, over your whole ministry, maybe. What has been a highlight for you, or something you've really enjoyed?
The highlight is when you see those kids that I've been teaching are now grown-ups and professionals and still remember the Lord and working and serving in the church.
Yeah, I would agree with that. To see these young, they're young for us, people, middle-aged now, growing and working in the ministry, taking on different parts of ministry, it's so exciting because you've spent years putting into their lives, and some are now pastoring and doing other things, so it's exciting. And we're also excited to the changed lives we see. That's one of the most exciting things for me, just seeing people. Let me just share this. We have, through our MCs, we had missional communities, we had some ladies who came to know the Lord. Well, they have live-in partners. So we had a wedding for five couples in our church, a kind of a mass wedding, and we provided their in a lower income, they can't afford the ring, so we provided the rings for them, the wedding. We provided wedding cars for them to leave the wedding in, and it was exciting. It's changed lives that they have the desire to get married.
How many years have you guys been serving the Lord in missions?
Well, I've been there since 1978, 46 years, and Gloria's been there in the Philippines longer than that.
I joined the mission in 1986.
Okay. Great, thank you. So we all have those people in our lives that point us in a certain direction, hopefully towards the Lord in our spiritual walk. For you guys, in regards to the calling to missions or pointing you, who are some of those people that had an influence on your life, that things that happened, that maybe something that happened, a conference you went to, or something where it guided you or pointed you in the direction where the Lord has taken you in your ministry?
When I came to know the Lord through my brother who was studying in a Bible school, he came to me and witnessed to me, and I accepted the Lord through that. And because I don't know what to take for college, but then there is a teacher at Sunday school who is also a kindergarten teacher at Faith Academy, and I said, oh, maybe I'll teach the kids. So that's how I got to an idea of taking education. And since that time, I was teaching, I was involved in the children's ministry and the Sunday school and before I met him. And when I met him, it helped me to be more involved in the children's ministry.
I would say what influenced me to go into missions was a lot my family. Our family, we would, much like you, we'd go to church regularly, but we'd have missionaries come and visit our church. And when they would come, we'd often have them stay in the home as well. And I have an Aunt Doris who was a missionary for maybe around 30 years in the Congo. I have an Aunt Jenny, who is a missionary in Thailand for, I don't know, 30, 35 years. And so it's been really encouraged in the home. One of the things that really got me into missions, so I was in high school, and there's some high schoolers here, and I was in math class. I enjoyed math because I didn't have to study. And in math class, the teacher had showed that if you save so much money and you each year and doubled it the next year and doubled where you would end up being. And I thought, well, what do I value? What do I want to last? And that's where I decided it's people's souls and the Word of God that are going to last. So that encouraged me to go into the ministry and then later also into missions.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe most of us haven't maybe experienced it, but we know that on the mission field there can be some dark days and some challenging days where maybe that fire that you had when you were called can be difficult. So what do you do to recharge and to keep focused, or how do you recharge and get that energy back to continue to serve the Lord? What is it that you do?
Well, what I do is I just have to stick with the Word of God, because that is my only guide that really helped me to grow and really helped me to know the Lord better. And through reading His words, I can put myself, or I have to wear Him, or I have to really experience His life. And so, like putting His love for other people, that I have to love other people too. And that's the Word of God is the one that really make me to go again, even though some things are not going good. Like during the church plant, you get close to people and then befriend them and become like your sisters or brothers, and then that you will see them fall, and that really hurts. And so, but then God is always there to really uphold me.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, maybe seminars like that, but sometimes to recharge, you have to take time off, and maybe spending a little more time with the Lord and in the Word. One thing that really recharges me is hearing testimonies from changed lives, and that recharges me and gives me focus to move on.
Yeah, that's great. I was reminded this week reading about Mary and Martha, and that we can get so busy doing things for the Lord, and sometimes we just need to rest with Him. So that's a good reminder for all of us. So what is your favorite part of ministry, or what do you enjoy the most, and why? Kind of hit on a couple of those things, but what do you enjoy the most about your ministry?
You first.
This is difficult for my wife to get in front of a group, so I'm proud of her. Yes, I think teaching Bible studies, training people are some of the things that encourage me the most, that I really enjoy doing. We're using a material called Bible Training Center for Pastors and Leaders, and we're using that material to train our leaders in the church right now, as I mentioned, for that expected growth. We have 15 in that group, so that to me, I really enjoy. But just to see those changed lives.
I guess changed lives of people whom you befriend with a church, and I really enjoy when they come over and play games with us. So,
the fellowship.
The fellowship, the way they cared for us, the way they show their friendship and appreciate the things that we have done. A church.
Maybe a specific challenge or thing that we talked about recharging, but a discouragement that's happened. What is a passage of scripture? Maybe you can tell us about what you've relied upon in God's word during that time of discouragement or challenges that you've faced. You talked about the storm, you know, that came, the typhoon, you know, that difficulty. Maybe it's that or others. What have you relied upon in God's word through that time?
I think one would be, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always there. You know, through the most difficult time, as we were going through that typhoon, just sitting there. We could do nothing, trying to protect ourselves. For 4 hours as it blew one way, and then 4 hours when it blew the other way, because the eye went right over us. But just depending on him, there was no fear. It was just, how long will this take? The Lord will take us through it. But depending on him, knowing that he is there, it's so precious.
Yeah, really trusting him in everything. Like one time we were on the airplane, and the airplane really dropped. And I said, oh, Lord, is this time? Is it time to go? And then I saw everybody, they're crying, they're screaming. And I said, but I was just praying. And I realized we cannot tell when we're leaving. But just be ready and just relax, because we are in his hands.
Good, thank you.